This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to a USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli, live in Spain. Dr. Margaret. Welcome, Dr. Margaret.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Welcome to you.
Dr. Margaret, I wanted to ask you, Mrs. Fennelli and I have watched a series on television. It's from Europe, and it's called Escape to the Country. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about life in Europe. And what I've noticed, if it's true, based on Escape to the Country, that series, what was happening is people probably close to retirement age or retirement age have said, you know what, we've had it with the high cost of living in London. We want to escape to the countryside. We want to buy a little farm, a little farmette, maybe a little more land, maybe some property with a stream or a meadow. Or maybe we can raise a couple animals, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And what I paid attention to was the extreme cost compared to the United States. The cost of living in Europe is really, really high per square foot, but the construction is completely different. So, for example, people were buying a home that might be 200 years old. The walls would be several feet thick. But what I saw that was most interesting to me was what I would say a minimal electric service, meaning not a lot of amperes, and I didn't see air conditioning anywhere, no central air conditioning in any of these houses. Is that true?
Yes. Well, you know, I'm in Spain, so I'm in the northwest, which is a coastal climate, very similar to New Orleans, maybe 5 to 10 degrees colder in general. But people here do not have air conditioners. They do not have screens on the windows. Many don't have central heating. Cost, people, I always hear, particularly Americans, say how expensive food is here, living, and I don't know what they're talking about. I find cost to be half as much or less than half as much. Price per meter, square meter, if you're buying in Madrid, it's like New York. If you're buying in the countryside, nowhere near that. And this came to mind as you were talking, which really attracts me, and I hope that I'd be able to do it someday, but there's been such an abandonment of the general countryside in Spain because it's still rather underdeveloped, and the youth, let's say 35, 45 and under, are leaving. They don't want to live in the villages with the rivers running through and the mills that grind the flour and the pastures and the fruit trees and the forests and the ocean. They don't want to have to work to make a living. So they're abandoning villages that maybe there are 3 houses, 5 houses, maybe 10 that are now totally abandoned. Or maybe there's 1 or 2 very old people living there. They are inviting people, young families, hopefully with children, to come live there free. And they'll give them a house if they will help repopulate and do something good for the town, perhaps be a teacher, maybe a doctor, maybe a shoemaker, maybe they're a bread maker, whatever. So there are so many Europeans who have left, moved to Spain, particularly in the south, because they love the weather. There are Germans everywhere. But that's a pretty much of a regional thing. Where I am, it's more immigrants, people who left Spain during the Civil War, went to South America, survived, made a living, and now have come back. And they're rebuilding the old family properties. So I just see it as full of opportunities. And the cost of food, you know, here you buy meat or anything by the kilo, 2.2 pounds per kilo. So the finest cured ham in the States is between 18 and 33 a pound. Here, it might be 18 for 2.2 pounds. So, and then here, you know, it's fresh. They make the cheese, they grow the grapes, they make the wine, they preserve the meats. It's not more expensive. Or maybe I'm seeing things through rose-colored glasses, but for me, in terms of living, I live here much better than I could afford to live in the States. I have all of my family's in the States. I compare the prices. They come here and they see the difference. There, you know, there's no comparison. It's, I don't know if they're saying it to make people afraid, but there's a lot of land. There's a lot of housing to recover. People here don't need 2 acres or 20,000 acres, you know. But you can have a very productive little homestead on an acre, you know. And then your neighbors do, and then they there are a lot of economical, I would say higher quality living opportunities over here than over there. I'm so sad to say.
Because
I'd love, you know, to be able to enjoy my United States. But in terms of my own economic and social survival, it's outpriced. You know, I can't do it. I'm retired.
How about regulations in Spain compared to regulations in the United States?
It's so funny. Pardon me for laughing, but I do tend to be, I do try to see things in a funny way. Mm-hmm. Here, regulations, you know, there are regulations, there are laws, not that we might recognize. And again, it helps if you know someone or perhaps if you have a family member from here who's on the police force. But even then, people put up buildings overnight. They move property markers like stones. They say here they make the stones walk. You can do things before anybody wakes up, and then, you know, it's just going to stay there. There's a lot more. It's like, to me, old New Orleans or that movie. What was it? It was about three gold miners where they said, we don't need no stinking badges. You know, there are regulations. You might get in a fight with somebody over something. Sometimes it's hard to find out exactly what part of a building belongs to who and what. But, no, there's, you know, and nobody's going to get on your case for having your grass an inch too long. You know.
Mm-hmm. I like that because I don't like regulations. And the reason we moved to this part of Missouri is because it's still the Wild West. There is no building inspector in the county. There are only a few cops, and we're out of the way, so it's difficult. It probably, if they're lazy, they don't want to come here anyway. So we take care of ourselves. And as far as building permits, we built our farmhouse, worked on it, excavation for 18 months before the revenue agent mm-hmm. even found out about it. I wasn't telling them. We just built it. And then we built a garage mm-hmm. and a barn. We don't care what they think the rules are. We do what we want. And once the building is there, right, what are they going to do? And you can mm-hmm. do that when you don't have nosy neighbors. But when you have nosy neighbors that think it's their duty to call the authorities on you, that makes for a lot of trouble. I don't like nosy neighbors. So I think it's wonderful what you're saying. I really do. So you have to take care of yourself.
That's a lot of the reason. Pardon me.
You have to take care of yourself. So you're talking about moving property markers. You know, so if a guy decides that the corner of our property needs to go farther away from their property where they could grab land, I mean they can do that, but they'll be met with lead. They really will. I mean, we'll show up. We'll show up and show them where it used to be, and we'll encourage them to put it back where it used to be. You know,
well,
and we'll tell them. Look,
now here's another thing about living as a foreigner in another place with a strong culture. And let me just go to the lead point. People here are generally unarmed. Of course, we know the royalty and the blessed are armed. Okay, and they always have been. In the old days, it was the royalty who were allowed to hunt. And the peasants were convicted for having a weapon, okay? So now here the general thing is that people don't have weapons, but I'm telling you, you don't want to meet a neighbor in this area at night with their garden tools. People have it out with their hoe and their rakes and their little grass knives. And they use grass knives here, which look like the reaper from the death, you know, that long reaper that he carries, death,
yeah.
You know the image
yeah.
I'm giving you?
Sure, sure.
Well, they carry that, and they're 80-year-old women, and they can work that thing all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's metals. You can have disputes. I'm going to go to the point that it's important to try to establish good relations. Here, families are very strong, and everybody's married to somebody's cousin. But if you're nice and get along and share and try to become a part, then, it, you know, like they tell me, we adopt you, you know. Now, if I came over here riding a big, well, they don't like the fact that I drove a 4x4. They thought that wasn't appropriate for a female, but they just had to live with it. But no, social relations are important. You know your neighbors here. They walk on the street. When I came here and my friends would come here, it's like, what are all the people doing on the street? You know, even if you're out in the country, these people will walk for kilometers and think nothing of it. So people talk to each other. I kiss and hug my neighbors, especially the older folks. You know, they bring me the vegetables. I try to speak the language. I don't make any problems, and that's real important. Maybe more important here than over there, because I don't know, the country, the U.S. is now so sort of nervous, so tense, a little bit hostile, not warm. Of course, I come from New Orleans, and there the culture is still really nice. We love each other, you know. But social relations are important economically. I say here is much better.
When
and
we come
safety
back,
wise.
Yeah. When we come back, I'd like to ask you, how much does it cost to live in Spain?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Margaret's with us, and I got us off on a tangent about life in Spain. After the bottom of the hour break, we'll talk about preserving and surviving food and what you need to know. But I thought you'd be interested in learning about Spain, because you really can't get this information in the mainstream media, but you can from Dr. Margaret, who is a USA Prepares instructor who lives in Spain. Margaret, how much does it cost to live in Spain? And let me kind of preface this question. I believe that if someone wanted to live in Missouri and be in the rural part of the country, and if that person were handy, you could live as a family of two, possibly three, on $17,000 net per year. What would be the equivalent? Now, I'm talking about you could have a house, a car, or a truck, and maybe a small farm. And if you were out of debt, you could survive on $17,000 a year. Is there an equivalent number that you can think of for living in Spain?
Well, several issues. Number one, what's the exchange rate of the dollar to the euro? Which sometimes it's 1.41 a dollar to 1 euro. Right now it's about 1.12 or 1.14 a dollar to a euro. In the past, 20 years ago, it was 1 euro bought you $2, so it was reversed. Okay, that's one issue. What's your exchange rate? Number two is, and I just doesn't really fit, but I'm going to add it in here. There are several sites on internet that people can go to look, because the prices of property and the properties available vary drastically just within the country. This is a very varied peninsula. So one site on internet is called Think Spain. And I could tell you some other ones, but they might be in Spanish. So what I do is I get on a search engine and I put in cheap properties in Spain. And many of them will come up. Most of them offer English services. And you can look around the peninsula to what area, because, again, they are very, the seven provinces are extremely different. If you're thinking about Catalonia, Barcelona, think New York prices. If you're thinking about Madrid, think New York prices. Then you have beautiful, large, but smaller cities, Granada, Sevilla, and then you have other parts of southern Spain. You have mountains in the Pyrenees. You have I can't explain everything. If you look at a map of Spain, you'll see the difference. It's very varied and delightful. Go to sites that offer these properties, and I always put in cheap properties in Spain. And then they'll give you the full range. So you can get things up to $1 million, but I mean, we're talking about super luxury. And you can, I think I was looking the other day at something with about, I don't know, 5 acres, full of fruit trees, had a little river running through, 10 minutes from the village, an hour from an airport, a house with maybe one or two bathrooms and several bedrooms in decent condition, 67,000 euros. So do that conversion, you're around 80,000.
Sounds wonderful.
It's just get on your search engine and look around, and you can ask for houses, you can ask for land, you can ask for ruins, you can pick the sites. They give you the little photo slide deals. Again, it's available there. And let me add in something else, which isn't really attached. However, the other day you mentioned about, what was it, Google, and I think it was you who suggested using DuckDuckGo. Was that you?
Yes, it was.
Okay, well, I heard on another program with a woman, I can't remember her name, but her program is Deception Bites, and she announced that DuckDuckGo has just been purchased by Google. So I didn't bother to check that out. I can't do everything, but I thought it was important enough to mention.
That figures. I don't know that for sure, but I will investigate that. When we come back, one other question about refrigeration. Here, pretty much everybody has refrigeration. Is it the same in Spain? We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian moving close to North Carolina now. It could actually make landfall somewhere along the North Carolina coast soon, but it's also weakened. Here's National Hurricane Specialist Stacy Stewart.
Dorian has winds weakened this morning, likely due to drawing in some dry air on the east side of the storm. That's weakened the thunderstorm activity in the eastern eye wall. And we have radar and reconnaissance data that suggests the system has weakened. Maximum sustained winds now 90 miles per hour. Still a significant high-end Category 1 hurricane. Still capable of lots of damage, trees, power lines. And
the Labor Department's August jobs report is another possible sign that the U.S. economy may be slowing. The jobs report for August showing 130,000 new jobs created when analysts were expecting to see at least 160,000. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winter today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I just want to let you know that here at our farm, we have some equipment made in Spain. And the hay mower that we use is it's made by a company called Kuhn. Ours is sprayed green, so John Deere bought the Kuhn hay mower. And it is the finest hay mower ever made, in my opinion. It is absolutely magnificent. It cuts twice as fast as anything else we've seen. It is brilliant in engineering. So what I wanted to convey is there are products, for those of you who live in the United States, there are products that are made outside of the United States, like in Europe, that are spectacular. marvels of excellence in engineering. And the Kuhn hay mower that we have is just one of those products, and it's made in Spain. So my question, Dr. Margaret, is refrigeration. Is refrigeration as common in Spain as it is in the United States? And here's what I mean by that. I would say just about every house in the United States has a refrigerator. Some have a refrigerator and a freezer. Some of them have a refrigerator in the kitchen, and they have a spare refrigerator because they wanted to update and have a new shiny stainless steel one in the kitchen and put the old one that works great. There was no reason to move it out of the kitchen, but now it's in the garage. So many houses have multiple refrigerators, like one in the kitchen and one in the garage. What is refrigeration like in Spain?
Okay, now you've really done it. You've hit on one of the things that really has aggravated me since I came here. First of all, there's less refrigeration. Second, when I first went to England or another country and then came here, refrigerators, you know, are about the size of a little camping refrigerator. People don't have the large double, triple door with the ice maker on the outside and blinking lights and all of that. You get used to having, you know, I mean, in my family, our refrigerator was full of stuff we often didn't get around to using. But here, just count on having smaller refrigerator space. And you may buy a refrigerator with no freezer. Now, you can buy them with freezers. It might hold, it might have two little shelves in it. The new world is coming in, and you can get access to the bigger things if you want to. But customarily, you have much less space for refrigeration. Now, this is the thing that really bugs me. Milk. Okay? How do we manufacture and market and store milk? So when I go to the grocery store or the supermarket or whatever you call it nowadays in the United States, I have to put on a coat to walk next to the refrigerated milk section. Okay? There are long aisles, freezing cold, sometimes with the doors open. Many milk counters in the States have no lids, no doors. It's just open, refrigerating, shooting out the cold. Here, milk is not sold cold. Milk is sold in small things they call bricks or blocks. Maybe in the States they're now selling wine in these bricks or blocks. They're sort of carton with some sort of lining. It's not a bottle. Am I explaining myself?
Sure, sure. Kind of like we can buy wine in boxes. They have a plastic bag inside, and you punch out a little hole in the bottom, and a spout comes out. Sure, we have that.
Mm-hmm. That kind of deal. Okay, well, that's how they sell milk. Milk does not come in glass or plastic 1 gallon jars, I mean containers, that are already refrigerated, so you have to put it in the basket, run around the store, check out, get to the car, stick it in there, make sure it doesn't get hot, get it home. You know, it's a whole rigmarole. Here, you buy your little blocks. They're either a liter or a half liter. They do not have to be refrigerated until after opening. It's pure natural milk. You can get it, you know, complete milk, semi whatever, completely no fat, whatever. No, and so this is what bugs me about it, because I'm not an economist, but I am an analyst, and I'm a problem solver like you and all our friends. I wonder how much electricity is spent per hour or per day on refrigerating milk in the United States. Now, we're talking about all the stores, all the milk, all the, you know, refrigerators. How much is spent on electricity per day on refrigerating a product that does not have to be refrigerated? And, in fact, suffers from having been refrigerated, because if it gets unrefrigerated for too long, well, then it's spoiled. And unless you know how to make cottage cheese or something else, you throw it away.
Well, I can tell you how much that number is. Okay. Americans, on average, spend 4% of their electric bill on refrigeration. Now, how much of that is for milk, I cannot tell you. But I can tell you to power the refrigeration, meaning refrigerator-freezer combination, just refrigerator, right, or just freezer. Put all that together and average it out. It's 4% of the electric bill. And the average electric bill, I believe, in the United States is probably $200 a month, if you consider all the months, including the ones when you don't use a lot of electricity, which would be when you're not using air conditioning and when you're not using heat. But I'm finding that a lot of people are spending $300, $400 a month for electricity, especially like right now when it is so hot, it's unbearable. Now, our houses are not of the construction that you're used to in Spain. Our houses are typically 2x4 construction, which really means 1.5 inches of board, 3.5 inches, 1.5 by 3.5. That's a 2x4. And then the siding is typically vinyl siding. The insulation is fiberglass. So there's a tremendous amount of heat gain in the summer and a tremendous amount of heat loss in the winter. Now, that's why we have to cool them and heat them so with so much energy as compared to Europe, because your houses are several feet thick, 2 feet thick, 3 feet thick, and they were built a long time ago. Ours, you could shoot a 22 through the side of the house and come inside. In Spain, that 22 would just ricochet off the stone
and hit you.
Yeah.
So yes, you see, what we're dealing with are cultures that have longer histories, that have lived longer. There's also different materials. There are different climates. But everybody here has been doing the living thing for hundreds and thousands of years. They've kind of worked it out. In the Americas, we went there and we just built it. And what is there? There's wood, you know? And stone's hard to work, by the way. Although over here, they're quite good stone workers. So the heat gain, look, so I live in a 200-year-old stone house. The walls are about 1.5 meters thick. What is that? Well, let's say,
five feet.
1.5 meters? That'd be about a foot and a half thick.
No, 1.5 meters would be about 5 feet thick.
You're right. Okay, so I'm wrong. So I was thinking in feet. You see, I still am working with metric versus the other one. Mm-hmm. But let's do it in feet. My walls are about a foot and a half thick.
Okay.
It's the best. And also in Spain, you know, okay, I've been listening to all of the news and it looks like we're facing disaster and they're telling us to go underground and all that. There are parts of Spain where you can buy cave houses. People here in certain parts of the country lived in caves traditionally. There's so much available, but stone, you know, if you don't have a cave house, well, nice thick stone houses is pretty good. And in terms of conservation of heat or cool, it's delightful. You know, the temperatures don't change. I'm used to little pine boards, maybe some moss stuck in the middle from the south, you know.
Very interesting what you're saying, Margaret. When we built our house here in Missouri, I wanted to build a stone house, and so did Mrs. Finelli. Now, our stone is not as thick as yours. Now, the stone, buying the stone and hauling it in 50 miles from a quarry, we've built it out of limestone, so it's a white-colored stone. It's very hard. It's not like chalk. Limestone is pretty hard. And the stone was the least expensive part of the building. We could buy the stone for $6 a ton. I mean, that's cheaper than vinyl siding. It just took 18 months to get it out of the pile and on the house. But because it was so heavy. We bought 220 tons of stone for the siding. So it was an enormous amount of work. And the most expensive part of the house was getting that siding that stone out of the pile and building walls with it. That was the most expensive part. But the maintenance is zero, literally zero, unless there's an earthquake and it cracks. Other than that, we don't have to paint it. We don't have to do anything.
And I lived in St. Louis for a while and was looking at a building, and it had, did have some cracks in it. And, of course, they wanted to condemn it or whatever. And I'm like, this doesn't be, need to be condemned. So then I visited a friend in Europe for several months, and I noticed all of the houses have cracks in them. But they're stone, and stone settles, you know, so it's not going to fall down. So it's a matter of when do you do your investment, pre or post? Is it worth what you're doing at the beginning to get something that's going to last for generations, even through earthquakes, even through hurricanes? There's so many things to be considered. We really don't have a very varied perspective in the States. And to me, the things that they build are way too large, very exaggerated, unnecessary, highly expensive, and built to fall, you know, built to need replacement. I just don't see it as effective. I don't. I'm living in a village, and all the houses have more than 200 years old.
Well, the house plans that we used for our farmhouse is a French farmhouse classic, high-pitched
roof.
It's got cathedral ceilings. Because we thought that that was a great design. It rambles. It's got lots of angles. Very difficult to build, but we really liked the architecture. We thought it was pretty neat. We did not build a vinyl house, vinyl siding. We did not. We used the framing was 2x6. If I were to do it again, it'd be 2x8 or 2x10 or 2x12. But, you know, in this part of the world, having walls that are foot thick, or it's very unusual to have walls a foot thick. But we do.
Well,
but we went, we,
good for you.
There's no flash. There's no flash here. There's no shiny brass. It's all basic, strong, extra strong construction. But we don't have to. We don't have to paint it every 4 or 5 years. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, USA for Paris has correspondents in seven countries. Instructors in seven countries: Canada, Guatemala, Australia, England, Germany, of course the United States, and now Spain. And Dr. Margaret, I just want to tell you, I am so thankful that you found us and that you became a USA Prepares instructor. You have a wealth of knowledge, and a lexicon is just awesome. So I just wanted to thank you for your friendship, for your knowledge, and for being a USA Prepares instructor. And I wanted to say that, you know, before the broadcast ended.
I want to respond. Well, as soon as you start talking to me, I get a big smile on my face. I'm so happy to be a part.
You are faculty. And what that means, the class, in case you're wondering what it means to be a faculty member of USA Prepares, I know many of the instructors. They've been to the farm. We have appeared on stage, same stages at the same conventions. So I know a lot of the faculty, and every one of the faculties is a wonderful person. Otherwise, they wouldn't be faculty. But what's happened with Margaret and what's happened with Gwyneth is both Margaret and Gwyneth have found us, as other faculty have, and contacted us. And I was so impressed with them that I invited them to be faculty. I mean, instantly. So that's how it happens. And what does it mean? So if you've got a medical question in your faculty and you need to contact another member of the faculty, it's an unwritten benefit of being faculty. So faculty, if you need Dr. Sheely, no problem. I'll make that happen. If you need Rick Miller, I'll make that happen. If you need Joey, I'll make that happen. Whatever, whoever needs to talk to whomever, I'll make it happen. And that's just one of the benefits. But we're a loose organization in terms of there's no written agreements. We're all volunteers. And the only reason we do this is because we want to. And I think that's what drives the other broadcasters crazy, because we're unassailable. I mean, what can they do? Take our income? We don't have an income. Are they going to get us fired from our job? We don't have jobs. Mm-hmm. Right? We just...
We're just doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Margaret, we probably ought to talk about food. What is the difference? We didn't get into what we were going to talk about today. So, if you're available, let's do next Friday. Same time, same station, if that's okay with you.
Sounds great.
Okay. So, we've done that. What's the difference between food, obtaining food, preparation of food in the United States versus Spain? Is it because we have refrigeration and we go buy frozen pizzas here in the United States and just throw them in the oven and hey, that's a complete meal. It's got vegetables, it's got all the colors, maybe, you know, pepperoni, and it's got all the oils, all the fats, all the preservatives, all the unpronounceables, and it's quick. Is that the difference between the United States and Spain, where maybe those in Spain wouldn't do that?
Now, again, the new world is seeping in through television, movies, grocery stores, importer, exporters, etc. The students leave and travel abroad and get to taste all the crazy stuff. They want it back home. But when you come back home, again, it's a historic culture which didn't have potato chips, which doesn't have Cheetos, which they didn't have ketchup. No mayonnaise. I mean, if you want something on your sandwich, you put olive oil, tons of olive oil. There's no butter. I mean, now there's butter, but people down here don't eat butter. They use olive oil. They know, you know, their life has been producing their own sustenance. There were no grocery stores. There might have been a butcher, but you see, before there were butchers, when it was time to kill the pigs, well, the man traveled around and he killed your pig for you in the family yard. And then it was divided up between the family, and some of it you smoked and some of it you cooked and some of it they don't pickle. I'm trying to get pickling of going, oh, you can find pickled pork over here now. It must come from a different part of the country. But, you know, the beans, and then they live by seasons. You know, when it's time to eat garbanzos, you eat garbanzos. If it's not a certain couple of months in the year, then you're not going to eat any cherries. So, but they adapt. They eat what there is. They're just, so that's one orientation. And if you go to Grandma's house, there's not going to be pizza. Okay? Do we need more music now?
Well, we're out of time for this. We only have about 30 seconds left of this broadcast, Dr. Margaret. But
Let me say this. Anything that we do regarding food and getting ready and all that, I want people to involve their children. The children must be involved. I used to have a children's teaching school. Children are intelligent. They need to be involved. It's their life.
You're absolutely right. Take that smartphone away from them and get them involved in preparedness around the dinner table.
Get them busy.
Margaret,
teach them.
See you next week.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.